This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Back at it here on SB Nation Radio. Great story coming up here for you. Both perseverance on and off the court as we get ready here on our Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans guest line. We're joined now by the head coach of the Retrievers, the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. They stunned the Virginia Catamounts with a last-second shot in the tournament of the America East. Vermont Catamounts. Yeah. I say Virginia because their reward for beating Vermont is going to Charlotte and playing the number one overall seed, Virginia, in the NCAA tournament. That's on Friday. Ryan Odom joins us, the head coach of Maryland-Baltimore County. Coach, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, first things first, I already got Virginia in my mind here. So you get to the America East tournament, and you end up playing in the championship game against Vermont. Obviously, for a small school like that, great accomplishment. Just tell us through the process of, as the game is close and you're getting toward that last second shot. Just tell me, you're thinking about, are we going to make this? Are we going to go to the NCAA tournament?
Well, you try not to. You know that's sitting on the other side of the horn there, as it sounds. You know, if you're ahead, you know. But when you're in the moment, you're just trying to think about, you know, how can we win this game? You know, and thankfully we were able to get a stop on the last possession. A block by Max Curran, and I give Jordan Grant, you know, tremendous amount of credit. You know, the last 8 minutes of the game, he did a really good job on defense, and we switched him on Bell Haynes. And we get the ball back, you know, with the shot clock off, and Jarris happened to get the ball there, and we were thinking about running one play, and he was like, no, let's don't run that one. I already got it. And he was dead right on that, and so we decided to just space the court, and we let our senior captain decide the game. And he thankfully made his moment all of our moments.
Now, Coach, when that ball goes through the basket, time expires, it's over, you're going dancing. What's the first thing that goes through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, you think about your family, you think about your kids and these players that have worked so hard. You know, we've got a saying in our locker room that we have pasted up on the wall. Because the work you do in the light or in the dark will reveal itself in the light. And these guys have worked extremely hard, you know, since the day that I stepped on campus. And, you know, they're being rewarded for that now. And they're going to play on the biggest stage of college basketball against, you know, the class of college basketball right now, the best overall team, the most balanced team on both sides of the ball, you know, one of the best coach teams in college basketball. So it's huge. I mean, it's a huge accomplishment, you know, in such a short amount of time.
Now, Coach, what are your words to your team? You just kind of get the highest elation of winning the conference tournament, but now you're getting into the big business. Now you're getting to the conference tourney. How do you bring them back down to now get them set up to take on the number one ranked team in the country?
Yeah, there's a danger, you know, when you have such an emotional high like that and you finish a conference championship, and there's so much on the line there for both teams. And unfortunately, one team has, you know, can move on, and we were fortunate enough to do that. But when you win a game like that in that fashion, you know, it tends to stick with you, and everybody's patting you on the back for, you know, a number of days, and you kind of have to turn the page, and you have to forget about it, you know. And then we can go back to it after the season and just be excited about it. But for now, I've met with the team, talked to them about it. We've got to prepare, you know, for the next opponent. And it happens to be a tremendous one, obviously. And we're going to have to play our best basketball to even have a chance, to even be in the game. And our guys are certainly excited about it. You know, we've got, you know, several days of practice here to get ready. And I just want them to have, you know, fresh minds and fresh legs.
Now, this is a bit of a homecoming for me because people may not know you're a coach's son. Dave Odom, the great Wake Forest head coach, among other stops, was an assistant at Virginia. So you know about this school, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I grew up there. I mean, from third grade to ninth grade, you know, I was you know, we literally live right across the bridge from University Hall when Coach Holland was the head coach there, and he had so many great people around him, Coach Larinaga, Craig Littlepage, Jeff Jones, was there at the time just out of college. And so I would literally ride my bike across the bridge and go to practice every day and spend time with, all the greats. I sat on the basket, watch Ralph Sampson, and, watched his last game, when they beat Maryland. I was sitting on the basket when he missed the free throw, got it back, and made the shot, And so, yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, there's certainly a story there. It was a place that was so good to our family, especially my mom and dad. And we always pull for the Wahoos when we're not playing them.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of a great story, now I'm sure your dad very proud of all you've accomplished. And I know you're proud of your son for all that he's accomplished. Now, it has nothing to do with basketball, and you've been very open with it. I read a great article on The Athletic. Your son, Connor, dealing with, I guess the word is severe OCD. And just tell us about dealing with that and sort of forgetting about basketball and just dealing with something at home.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, you have to have a great family. Certainly my wife is the star, of our group. She's been amazing. She's had to juggle so much relative to, Connor's situation. And we have another son, Owen, which it impacts him as well. And so we just try to do our best. And she's had two different stints, where she and Connor have had to relocate to Nashville, Tennessee for about 8 weeks each on two separate occasions for treatment. And, thankfully Connor's come back, both times, and he's doing very well right now. He's got something that they call PANDAS, PANDAS. And, it's triggered OCD, severe OCD, and he had strep, and we didn't actually know that he had strep. And, it kind of goes back. You can find the article online and kind of chronicle what happened there, but how we've gotten him to where he's at. But I think the biggest thing is there's a stigma with mental health, and we want to do our part, to try to eliminate or lessen the stigma for kids nowadays. 1 in 5 kids are impacted with some sort of mental health issue, be it depression, OCD like my son Connor has, or, anxiety. I mean, you're seeing all kinds of stars come out now, which I think is great. I read Kevin Love's article. I've read Michael Phelps's article. Everybody struggles with something. And, I think, just getting folks to realize that there is help out there. And, we want to be a part of the process. And I think when you tell your story, you do help others. And we've gotten so many phone calls and, Facebook messages to my wife. Will you talk to me? My son's struggling with this. My daughter's struggling with this. I've had former teammates, that I haven't talked to in forever that, read the article and then called me about their kid, having a similar situation. So, we just try to do our part. And, but most important, taking, each day at a time to give Connor the best opportunity for success.
Well, and again, with Rock Mom absolutely running the stuff at home, there's no doubt Connor and the rest of your family is going to have much success. And, I always said my wife lets me play radio and let me play television. It sounds like you're in a situation where your wife lets you, play head coach and play basketball, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Lucy is the best. I mean, I would not be able to do what I'm doing, without, support. And she's amazing.
This is head coach Ryan Odom from University of Maryland, Baltimore County. The Retrievers are going to be playing the number one overall seed, the Virginia Cavaliers, on Friday in Charlotte in the NCAA tournament. Man, I wish you all the best. I hope you're the first 16 to ever shock the world, and it couldn't happen to another guy at the very least. And I know you're going to preach this here, guys. Enjoy the ride and enjoy this time, coach.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys, for having me on.
All right, that's Coach Ryan Odom from Maryland, Baltimore County. You can follow him on Twitter at Coach Ryan Odom. And he was brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Yeah, man, when I read that story on The Athletic, I was like, are you kidding me? The kid would literally spend hours in the shower because his OCD felt he couldn't get clean. And it was the mom, Ryan Odom's wife, who figured out it was a staph infection that was causing the OCD because she read it in a book. And so they went to the doctor. They got medicine to cure the staph. And while the OCD hasn't gone away, it's not as debilitating as it was. So, lots of hugs and props for the Odom family. And we wish them all the luck. Listen, if my bracket's going to be busted, I hope it's because of Maryland, Baltimore
as he said,
County.
They cheer for the Wahoos, except when they're versing the Wahoos.
Absolutely. Hey, let's take a break. When we come back, NFL, fast and furious. More deals happening. We'll get into that next. The Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio.